This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, religion can be a controversial subject, especially lately. The Muslim faith and culture has been front and center in the news.
Yeah, between the proposed Quran burning in Florida and also the possible mosque in the Islamic Center being built right near Ground Zero, along with the anniversary of September 11th, tensions certainly been running very high. But you are getting the opportunity to learn a little bit more about what it really means to be Muslim from our next guest.
Yeah, Muslim speaker Zora Sawari is here to tell us why she is not a terrorist. And this is a name of a book that you have written. Zora, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I wrote the book because obviously we have a lot of controversy happening since 9/11. And everywhere we go, we'll get the stares, and we'll always be, people will be suspicious of us. And especially on the plane, I can't go to the bathroom without five people watching me. Is she going to come back?
I would imagine that that would be, you know, I mean, absolutely, you know, I was reading some background information. You talked about polls where, you know, the 50% of the people that were asked did not know anything about the religion, yet they still mistrusted it.
Absolutely.
So that's really what your goal is, to say, hey, look, this is what we stand for, right?
Absolutely. 48% of Americans don't like Muslims because 55% of them have no clue who we are. So unless we're educating and we're teaching them who we are and what we truly stand for, we're going to have mistrust because they don't know us. And so, and we look a little different as it is, so it's easy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so is the point of this book then is to increase the knowledge out there and
absolutely.
To get people aware of the different cultures. I guess you've been here in the United States since you were 6 years old, right? You've traveled all around the United States. How have some of these experiences that you've had here in the United States sort of shaped what you've put into this book?
Well, different experiences. I mean, I went to volunteer at a nursing home, and I was with an older lady, and, you know, as soon as I walked in, she's like, what are you wearing? And she just flipped out, and, you know, she's in her 70s, and, like, that experience made me sit down with her and talk to her, and then from there, we had so many other ones being on the planes, obviously going to the mall in, like, a suburban town, and they're just staring at you, and you're trying to say, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you speak English?
Yeah.
It's really shaped on how to not only address people who don't know, but what to do in those situations as Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do and how do you react without people feeling, you know, because they're afraid, you're wondering why, and you're trying to combine those two different places and say it's okay. And
yeah, I was going to say, how do you tell people to react from the Muslim faith when they come up against that kind of reaction?
I say, you know what, patience and perseverance is everything, and you have to, unless you're going to be friendly, like, you know, when people stare at me, I'm just like, hi, do I know you? They're like, no. I'm like, all right, you know, and I'll just start walking in. But just being very normal, being yourself, and I ask them, you know, if they have questions, they'll ask me, they're like, you know, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, why do you dress this way? And then I'll explain to them. And so it's being open and not being afraid and nor being shy from them. Because if you're shy, they are afraid that you might be hiding something. And, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, the whole point of awareness. And certainly your book is a step in that direction. But on a mass level, and especially as quickly as we need to see a lot of this awareness happen, what else would you recommend nationwide? I would be interested to know, to educate, all, you know, mass people all at once, to let them know.
I would say definitely having more programs in our schools for the kids, starting from, you know, having religion classes even for the little kids and letting them know, because hatred, animosity, and diversity begins when we're young. And if they don't know whether we're Muslim or Jewish or Christian or Hindu or Buddhist, if they don't know who they are and their differences, it's easy for them to make fun of or judge or, you know, make those decisions.
And that's a rule of thumb for any religion, any race.
Absolutely.
Right there, too, that the children need to learn at a young age, and your book addresses that fact as well.
Absolutely. Tolerance is key. And if we don't teach our kids tolerance, how can they as adults have it?
Exactly. And they're getting the attitudes of parents, obviously.
Yes.
They're reflecting that. So the parents need to get themselves educated as well.
Absolutely.
Which is why we're having presentations again this evening. We will see, Zahara, you will be at tonight. We do have the information on our website, but she will be, No, I'm Not a Terrorist, and this is the Center for Fine and Performing Arts at Owens Community College. And the presentation begins at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10. And if you'd like more information, you can go to our website, WTOL.com. Such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Yeah,
good
luck as you
Thank
travel
you
the country.
Coming.
Thank you so much.
Well,